Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Ask Anything presented by Mosher Consulting. I'm your host, Angel Leon, Mosher's Director of Personnel. We're glad you're with us for this episode of Ask Anything, and with us today are Sarah Grady and Ryan McDonald, who will be talking to us about Streamlit. Sarah Grady is a data analytics intern at Mosher Consulting. She graduated from Kennesaw State University in May 2023 with a computer science degree. She's familiar with Python and GitHub. Ryan McDonald is a technology leader and innovator that has a diverse background in the technology space. He loves to build products and services that will stand the test of time and be scalable and dynamic in their use. He enjoys working with a variety of clients and organizations to drive innovative solutions that will get the most out of their data. He is committed to giving organizations the best solution that fits their specific needs and that's of most value to them. Creating those tools so that organizations can make data-based decisions is what motivates Brian to be creative and be driven towards long-term solutions. Let's welcome Sarah and Brian. Guys, how are you?
Great.
Great, yeah.
Fantastic.
We're glad to have you guys with us today. And I have to say, I feel like this is the season for interns, maybe even the year, because we've had several interns join the show and we're very excited about that because it really shows that the future is bright. We're making the best selection of our interns, and Sarah is another one of those excellent interns that have joined Mosher Consulting. So welcome, Sarah. You are what, Brian, our second, third intern that we've interviewed this year?
I believe this is number three, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is the year of the intern. How about that? So welcome, Sarah. We're glad to have you with us. And Brian is a repeat offender, as I was saying before we started recording. So welcome back, Brian. We're very special about having people back, and we love it when people come back. So thank you again for joining us
today. Yeah, if you do a good job, we punish you by making you come back and do it again.
Yes, so welcome back. So let's talk about Streamlit, and I want to get to your definition or thoughts on what it is, because it's my understanding that Streamlit is an easy way to turn data into web applications. It's also open source, am I right? So what can you tell us about what Streamlit is?
So Streamlit's exactly as you said, it's an open source app framework. So what that means is that developing apps with Streamlit is very simple because it comes with a lot of built-in widgets or tools, such as like data tables, charts, and text boxes. And because it's open source, others from the community can also create and share their own widgets that they've created.
Yeah, I second that. Streamlit, it allows you to integrate seamlessly with popular data analysis and visualization libraries, Pandas, Matplotlib, things like that, where you're creating these visuals in Python. A Streamlit gives us the ability to then publish that to some sort of web page or consumable content. It's open source, like you mentioned, built in Python, so you just need some basic Python knowledge to leverage all the capabilities that it gives you. No more with styling sheets and HTML. That's the past.
So share with us what your experience is with Streamlit and how have you used it to your advantage?
My primary experience with Streamlit's been the deployment of Streamlit applications in the Azure environment that we host here at Mosher, ensuring that it's wrapped around Microsoft security. Streamlit itself doesn't have any security per se, so you wrap it in the security of wherever your deployment environment is. So my experience primarily is focused around that. I did use Streamlit some with school to make some basic visualizations from Pandas and Matplotlib and push them to a web page using Streamlit.
I was first introduced to Streamlit by taking Snowflake Academy's data application course. So that's where that came up. And since then, I've worked on a personal project and a couple of projects for Mosher here. Been working mostly with application, like the development process of it, the user interface.
So what success stories could you offer about Streamlit?
So I use Streamlit to one project. I created a short blog post actually about my internship at Mosher here, and I was able to publish that to LinkedIn. So that was really cool to share. It just took me a couple hours to make. It was really quick. And I've also used it in a couple projects here at Mosher as well. One, I created a data entry app that takes that data, feeds it into Snowflake, which in turn updates a Power BI report. And I was able to embed that report into my app so users can see their entries live. I've also used it to create surveys so that way companies can see, just different forms and stuff from their clients.
So can I ask about the surveys? Because obviously, being in HR, we love our surveys.
Sure.
No.
That's like top five things that you love in HR when you come into HR. Not really, but what can you tell us about surveys? Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
There's one company I'm working for, and I was sent a few like Word documents of kind of what layout they wanted. So I've just been working on converting those Word documents to something like a client could actually use. And with that, I've been using actually a third-party library called Streamlit Survey. So that was something that was created by the community. And it's really cool because it allows for multi-page surveys. It saves your answers. So that means you can go like back to the previous page and then back to the one you were on. And it's just been really convenient to use.
Awesome. And Brian, from your perspective, from the security side of things, what success stories could you offer?
So for success stories, during the deployment process, I was able to publish one of these Streamlit apps as an enterprise application. And what we're able to do successfully is wrap it around Microsoft's Azure Active Directory. So users have to log in with Azure credentials in order to see the Streamlit application. We were even able to enhance security on top of that since this uses Azure deployment applications. We're able to add users that can see the visualization. So since they're logging in with their Azure Active Directory account, we can dictate which users we allow to see this application, and everyone else, even though they can log in, won't see anything visually because they haven't been granted the permission to that application. So by a user-by-user basis, we can control who's in this application and feed the information to the to Streamlit itself. So it's twofold win. One, we're controlling who can see it, but we're also sending back basic user data to Streamlit for them to be able to provide their email address, things like that on the web page that they're displaying.
That's a very interesting tool. It's a very interesting take on it.
We're really excited because security is a big thing here at Moser. We want to be able to lock things down as tightly or as loosely as we want. And since these can be deployed in Azure kind of gives us the ability to control that to whichever end we want.
Yeah, it kind of gives you the ring to run around, basically, to run inside that ring. Interesting. So, for those who might want to know, what's the learning curve for Streamlit? Is it user friendly for non-technical folks like me?
Yeah, you'll want some basic Python experience would be my recommendation before using Streamlit. But Streamlit really prides itself on its documentation that it has. It's really solid documentation, and it has guides out there, helpful examples if you get caught up or stuck. So it really makes it easy to start from scratch as a brand new user. I don't think there should be many people that are intimidated by creating a web page anymore. Just because you just need some basic Python knowledge to get started, really, and you can start visualizing stuff quickly.
Yeah, I agree with Brian. You don't need any front-end development experience to start working with Streamlit. It's just Python. And I think even with creating like a really simple app on Streamlit, you may not even need to know it that much because a lot of like the widgets it uses are just one line of code. So I think that's really easy to start up. And then like Brian was saying, there's lots of documentations, and Streamlit also has a forum. It's kind of like Stack Overflow for and it's a really great resource, I think, for people with like similar questions that you may have.
And obviously, if you want to go a little bit deeper, right, Brian, you can then put that force field around it with security and all the other aspects that you can add it. But if you just want to start with something simple, then you can just learn a little bit of Python and then just move forward.
Yeah, the community's there, which is the biggest part, right? That's why Python's been so successful and Streamlit continues to grow exponentially, is because they really have a community of users that all are in the same, have the same goal in mind. They all want to make this a great product, so they're all there.
All right. And any advice for those who might be looking to start using something similar to Streamlit and are on the fence about whether or not to use it?
Yeah, so Streamlit's a great way to start your journey with application development. And it works really well with data science and machine learning, which are extremely relevant fields at the moment. You know, there's numerous tutorials, videos, and articles available online for people to read. So I think now is definitely the time to start learning.
I couldn't agree more with Sarah. And the price is right to get in there and start building POCs, very basic applications to get started using the tools that Sarah was mentioning, the widgets they provide. You can put in sliders, graphs, without doing any of the complex development that you would have to behind the scenes in the web development days. So, and not just to focus on how easy it is to get started, but if you have many years of Python experience, or you're a data scientist that's been in Python building visualizations using matplotlib or pandas, you can really enhance Streamlit's basic capabilities and add more complex web forms, things like that down the line. So it's not limited to just brand new users. Very high-end users can get in there and use the assistant tools that they have to make what they want.
And that was going to be my next question, just as a follow-up, because obviously you guys say it's simple. You know, somebody that has maybe a little bit of Python knowledge can start it. So, but then if you want to hand that off to somebody that maybe has a little bit more experience, that can maybe enhance that product a little bit more and add some other things to it, you can.
Absolutely. It can be an enrich to and scale to whatever end you choose.
Awesome. Well, guys, it was a pleasure to have you with us on Ask Anything today. We really appreciate your knowledge on Streamlit, and thank you again for joining us. Thank you, Sarah, for joining us, and
Thank you for
Brian.
having me.
Thank
Yes,
you.
thank you.
Thank you for listening in to this week's edition of Ask Anything presented by Mosher Consulting. We hope you enjoyed listening to Sarah and Brian talk to us about Streamlit. Join us next time when we continue to dive deeper with our resident experts and what they're currently working on. Remember to send us your ideas or topics via social media feeds. In the meantime, please remember to give us a rating and subscribe to our feed wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, so long, everybody.
Go.